sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 841, sunshine, 44 degrees.
KVOE, 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to have with us Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking as we discuss the future of a key building in downtown Emporia.
Trey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Trey.
Good morning, Ron. Chuck, how are you guys this morning?
We're doing all right. How are things in the office so far?
They're good. Beautiful Tuesday morning. Wind's not too strong, so we'll take that.
Yeah, we'll take a little dying down of the wind. that is for certain. Well, Trey, again, thanks for taking some time to join us. And you know, we've got the Carnegie Library building. I think most people are familiar with it, last being the Lyon County History Center. And what are we looking at there?
You know, it is definitely on the outside a beautiful building that was constructed in 1905 with about a $22,000 grant from the Carnegie Foundation. They built libraries, too, an important fact, but they built libraries across the United States. It was kind of Andrew Carnegie trying to give back to the community. He was one of the richest men ever at that point in time, so his way of giving back was building libraries across the United States. So this was one of them that they gave to, built in 1905. It is a fairly small building as far as modern libraries go. About 3,800 square feet on the main floor, and then there is a basement. So Emporia outgrew that library a long time ago, built a new library in 1979. It became the Lyon County Historical Society and served in that role until about 6-7 years ago when Lyon County had their new upgraded facility on Commercial Street. So the building's kind of been left empty since then. Last fall, the city had a study done with BG Consultants to look at the library, look at what's done with it, look at the condition for the library, and they kind of came forward with four options. You know, we could walk away from the building. We could mothball the building, see what comes down later. We could remodel it to modern-day purposes, or we could do something big and add on to it and, you know, figure out what those needs for the community are out there. So we are weighing those options right now. I think after talking about it at the last city commission meeting, commissioners kind of want to say, well, maybe can we put it up for sale? What does that look like? Can somebody do good with that building? I will say, you know, I'm concerned after looking at this report, there's a little bit of work that needs to go into the building to get it back functionable. Definitely some concerns with the foundation that needs to be addressed, with the brick masonry that needs to be addressed, HVAC system, potentially some. We definitely have degradation of walls, potentially some water infiltration there. The building is not ADA compliant at all. Built in 1905, definitely a different world when the building was built.
Well, it's
some options there.
Yeah,
it
is. It's on the National Register of Historic Places, is it not? I believe it is.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a process we'd have to work through with the state. And you know, it is on the outside, I will say it's a gorgeous looking building. I wish it looked the same on the inside, but that's not where we're at.
Given the concerns that you have here with, you know, the way it sounds, all levels of the facility, is there really a specific direction that the city now is starting to maybe lean towards more than others at this stage of the game? Or are you right now going from the BG study to your own research and development process here, coming up here with a solution here shortly?
I think our best case scenario at this point would be for somebody from the private sector who has a great idea for the facility, a great idea that doesn't conflict with the, you know, between the library and the civic auditorium. There's a lot of programming going on in this area, but is there something out there? Is there a great private use for that building? Is somebody passionate about that building? Do they want to do something? So I think there was at least some interest among commissioners to advertise the building for sale and see if we get somebody with creative minds on how to put that building to work and how to make it useful. So that would be option number one. There's a private solution. Option number two, I think at that point, commission's going to have a discussion. Do we continue to leave the facility in place and wait for that great idea to come down the pike, I guess, in, 3 to 5 years? And at that point, we could elect to mothball it for up to 10 years. That's about a $320,000 option to do that. Always, work with the State Historical Society and tear it down. That hasn't really been discussed at this point, but there's definite cost to doing that as well. And we could always repair, remodel it with contemporary codes. That's about a $1.3 million process if we just wanted to bring it up to standards with codes and HVAC and those things. I will always caution on pricing right now. You guys know as well as everybody else knows that pricing is not stable at all right now. So $1.3 million today could easily be, $1.9 million by the time the trigger gets pulled on something, just where we are with price inflation.
I've got to be honest with you. Go ahead, Trey.
And then, option number four is looking at some sort of expanded use for the facility.
I got to be honest. When you said $1.3 million as the renovation cost, I thought, that sounds cheap, to be quite honest with you, because inside that bill, there's a lot to be done. Yeah. So, I think you made a good point, Tracy. Be careful with that 1.3. It could be much more than that to possibly get that done. Because you're right, it needs a lot of work inside to bring it up.
The other thing is, BG went through. They did some scratching on the surfaces. Definitely can see some cracks and stuff in the foundation, but there's a very good chance that there's latent problems that can't be seen at this point that would be discovered in construction. I've done remodeling projects in past lives, and I will tell you, they are the worst type of construction projects you can do because there are so many hidden conditions that you don't know about until you get in there, and you very often hear the word change order as you work through those processes.
Trey, is this a project here, say if the city does decide to push forward here with funding at this stage of the game, would this possibly qualify for some of the COVID relief funding that's come to the city the last couple of years? Given the fact that those price tags that you mentioned, $1 million plus, may completely blow out the budget for other folks, but is this a project that could possibly tap some of that funding to help out?
I think that's going to be a holistic look at our budget. Recent U.S. Treasury rulings have made those dollars pretty flexible for cities our size, so we're not that limited. I will tell you our biggest challenge that we're going to have to figure out before we really look at anything else in our budget is personnel costs. I continue to say this, we're down about 12% of our workforce right now. So we're going to have to do something to make sure we get people in the various roles throughout the city. Public safety is what keeps me up at night, but make sure we're competitive for police officers and firefighters. That's job number one. Then we can start looking at some of these other things. The other big thing we have on the horizon is a need to examine fire stations one and two. Fire station one, built in 1941, with this building, has definitely outlived its service life. The building as a whole is great, but, modern firefighting has changed from the way when this building was originally constructed here. So we're going to have to figure out, that's item number two, how we deal with space for firefighting and those sort of things. Then we can have a longer conversation about Carnegie. I continue to hope that there's a great private sector solution out there. Somebody really loves that building, and somebody has a great idea with what they could do with that building.
And City Manager Trey Cocking with us here on our Newsmaker 3 segment, KVOE Live and Local. It is 8:49. You mentioned the renovation option for the old History Center, the old Carnegie Library, and the $1.37 million price tag. Now, I guess if you renovate it, you would have to have a plan in mind of what you're going to use it for, correct?
Yeah, $1.3 million. If it is $1.3 million on the low end, we got to have it programmed. So, what are those programming needs that we need either for the city or another government organization? Absolute worst thing you can do is, hey, we're going to go in, we're going to spend $1.3 million, and we don't have a use for the space. That doesn't benefit anybody. So, you know, that's one thing we're looking at. You know, how can we right-size our organization? Do we need that space? But I think Commission continues to hope that there's a, you know, somebody from the private sector is really enthused with that building and has a great use for it.
So is it costing the city anything just sitting there right now?
You know, we have not. I think we put a new roof on it a few years ago. Their recommendation in the BG report is if we're going to let it sit for, you know, longer than the next 2 to 3 years, to invest $320,000 basically in mothballing the building, which would potentially buy us up to 10 years worth of time before we'd have to make any hard decisions with that building.
And given the fact that, you know, you got the personnel matters and also the fire station conversations, how soon do you think you'll, you know, have to reach a decision then on the Carnegie Library, you know, with that possibility of kind of pushing the decision another decade just to make sure everything else works out?
Yeah, I think the first choice is going to be to see if anybody's interested in purchasing it, making sure if they do, you know, it's an offsetting plan that's not going to impact parking, those sort of things. And the other big thing is make sure somebody has the wherewithal to do something for that building. I definitely don't want it to be in a situation of the dog that caught the bus. Somebody comes in, they, you know, buy it, think they can do something to it for a very low cost, when basically anybody to do anything for that building is going to cost about $1.3 million. So, you know, if that doesn't happen, then I think the next step is for Commission to decide, do we have a way to program it? Does it meet our needs? And if not, do we want to mothball it at this point?
Well, I think,
and wait for that need to come down.
I think our city manager brings up a good point. You know, safety concerns with police and a fire, obviously at the top of the list, you know, at this point anyway. Well, Trey, hey, we appreciate your time as always. Great information. Thanks.
Hey, thanks. Let me know if you guys need anything else. Have a great week.
All right. You too,
you
Trey.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
That's Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking talking about possible options, 1, 2, 3, or 4. Laid out this morning, Chuck, former home of the Lyon County Historical Society, the old Carnegie Library in downtown Emporia. Not very cheery options for the most part.
No, but...
You know, to bring that building back to life, he mentioned 1.3, and I got to be honest, I don't know if that would get them near to where they need to be. You know, because you get into that, and you're going to probably find some other things that really need to be taken care of, but I am not a construction individual, so.
Yeah, and I haven't been in that facility since before it shut down, so.
You know, $1.3 million doesn't sound like a lot anymore. It's like $1 million. Well, a million doesn't go as far as it used to.
That is very true. That is probably goes about 60% as far as it used to 2 years ago. We'll have an update here coming up on KVU News a little bit later on that particular process. Want to remind you, as we talk about, you know, the historical side of things here for Emporia, tune in for our 8:40 Newsmakers. I guess you could call it Newsmaker 3 tomorrow, because we'll have Lyon County Historical Society Director Greg Jordan talking about the History Center. A lot of things happening this week revolving around the History Center. You know, we've got the Santa Fe Trail 200th. You've got the big poetry night involving, you know, Emporia State's Choral Activities Department, which is coming up on Saturday. So, boy, there's a lot of stuff happening at the History Center.
And there are few people that know more about the old Carnegie Library building than Greg Jordan.
Very true. Oh, man. Yep.
Yeah, that was home of the History Center for many years.
Long time.
So Greg knows the ins and outs specifically of that building, so we'll pose a couple questions to Greg on that.
I think we should.
Yeah.
At least now he knows.
So let's see. Well, 3,800 square feet on one floor, and it was actually the library until, what did Trey say, 1979?
Yes.
I think that was. Okay.
Yep, and was it 6 years ago, I think, is when the History Center was officially debuted here. Hard to believe it's been 6 years.
I know, it really has.
And what a sparkling facility that's turned out to be.
KVOE Live and local, it is 8:55, sunshine, 43 degrees. Stay tuned. Sports Headlines with Greg Ray on the way.
Love where you live. Shine.